Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 20 April 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We are in for a good lineup this week. Tonight we'll bring on Glenn Parnum. Boy, he has a lot to share. Tomorrow night we'll be Brother James Corbett, all the way from Japan. Wednesday night we'll be James McKinney. McCanny. We have so much to talk about and so much coming up already next week to talk about. But nonetheless, before we go to our guest tonight, we'll make mention of a couple of things. Pay attention because this won't last long. By an accident of shipping, I had two batches of hard copies of magazines sent to me this month that I generally pass out in church. I have about 15 of April's Minuteman magazines available right now, no charge. The first 15 to call and leave their address, we will send you a copy of April's Minuteman magazine. We don't generally put out hard copies because they're so expensive to mail. I mean, we're talking like $2-something a piece just to mail them. But if you want to receive a copy of April's magazine, it's all about health this time. It's called The Health Issue. If you'll call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and leave your name and address, we will send you out a copy of this month's magazine. Only got 15 of them. The first 15 to call will get this into you right away. No charge. And folks, you'll be so glad you did. If you want to receive our Minuteman magazine by email, leave your email address. Leave it. And we'll do the same thing for you. Or call or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. So I want your magazine. We'll send it to you once a month. And every now and then I send up headlines. Everybody on the magazine list gets headlines from me of some very, very important issues going on. We send them out to you. When I see them come in, I send them to you. We're trying to spread the word about everything as fast as we can. If you want to receive a copy, the hard copy of the Minuteman magazine for April, you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And one more thing I might mention to you. My producer, Phil Hudock, has put together about an hour-long DVD absolutely destroying the hyped-up hoax of COVID-19. For donation of $10.50, folks, we'll send you a copy of that. Yeah, I got to pay for shipping, got to pay for DVD, and I have to give Phil something for taking time to make it. $10.50 for about an hour-long DVD that will absolutely prove to anybody that watches it that we have been duped and duped royally. Same number to call to order it. Credit card, debit card, write a check, whatever you want to do. Just give us a call at 800-777-4403. A DVD that's about an hour long that will show everyone that you want to show it to how we have been ripped off and taken down again. Of course, we still have REM sleep available here. We still have Strauss Heart Drops and other products here. We have Backyard Medicine still available. All that's here. And, of course, The Grand Design, the book that you need to read to understand what's happening in this country. Now, it's planned long before you and I were here. The Grand Design Exposed. The Backyard Medicine is $18.95 and Grand Design $12.95. Folks, we're offering this to you to try to help you understand what's happening. It's the best I can do. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That's all I can do is offer to you. And the emails are totally free. If you want to receive the magazine free once a month and updates every few days, you email me or call us and you get it. Say, I want this, Pastor. I'll put you right on. I promise. And don't forget also tonight, if you listen on a short way, we're here because Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver, is helping us. You call her at 800-375-4188, and I would suggest with everything in me that you get what you can away precious metals. Food and water first, guns and ammo, and some silver and gold to barter with. Please, folks, believe me, this is real. We're heading into a very, very hard time ahead. If you think this is about over, you ain't seen nothing yet, boys. It's coming. It's going to get much harder than that. Don't know how they're going to do it yet, but they're going to do it. So, we offer it to you, the DVD that you got to have to understand what's happening if you want to see the complete truth exposed, 10-50 cents to you. And of course, like I said, the magazine's free if you want it this month on health issues. Hope you'll get it and get it right away. And if you notice that we're cut off about 30 seconds early on WWCR at this hour, it's because they change frequencies right top the hour. So the last 30 seconds of this program today will be cut off about every night. Can be helped. Just one of those things. Our guest tonight is Glenn Pardum of International Health. And Glenn and I were discussing during the break, folks, what's happening now and what I think the future holds. And I'm not trying to scare you. Honest to God in heaven, he knows I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to warn you. Ben, are you there?
I am here, brother, and I need to reiterate what you were just talking about because I get all of your emails. I read them. I know some of them because some of the articles you send are duplicate. But let me tell people, okay, you better wake up. And if you claim to be a Christian, I am going to step on some toes tonight because a lot of Christians, because as the director of research, International Health for 32 years and a specialist in infectious diseases for 28 years. And I'll be 70 years old in September, and I still do 6 to 8 hours a day of consultations for no fee. I don't charge for it. But if the Christians, the so-called Christians, do not start growing a set of, how should I put this, testicles, whatever, gonads, thank you. The 6-foot icicles in most of the pulpits who have bowed down, okay, to the God of government. Oh, okay, we'll shut our churches down. I don't want to lose my 501c3 status. Shame on them. And I'm going to be switching hats back and forth tonight.
Brother, I don't interrupt you on that, but they'll say, well, now, we have to do it this time because we have to obey government this time because, you know, we don't make anybody sick. And I just taught on this past weekend in Bible study and Hebrews 10:25. It did not say, don't forsake the assembling yourself together until you see coronavirus. It said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, especially as you see the last days approaching. We should be gathering more right now than instead of sitting out gathering. People need exhortation and hand-in-hand fellowship right now because we ain't seen anything yet, have we, Glenn?
No, and I have to say this. I have talked to my law team. I do not want to take a chance on hurting your radio show, and I'm not going to take a chance with International Health that's been in business since 1988. Allow me to read this. The information and statements on this show tonight have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or health condition. I recommend that you do not solely rely on the information presented and that you always read labels, warnings, and directions before using or consuming any health product. Content on this show tonight is not intended to substitute for advice given by a physician, a pharmacist, or other licensed healthcare professional. You should not use this information as self-diagnosis or for treating disease. And excuse me, Father God, for lying, but this is what my lawyers have to have me say, because we have a pharmaceutical police state going on in this country.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, because, and I'm going to talk about a couple of things tonight, okay, as far, and it's not a commercial, but God, in His Word, clearly says, and because I've had a ministry called Biblical Health for 28 years, used to travel all the time with my wife, speaking to the most ignorant group of people on planet Earth, the body of Christ. My people perish for lack of knowledge. It's worse now than it was 20 years ago when we were traveling all the time. The ignorance that I'm hearing in the body of Christ, the fear, and everything else. So I'm going to be switching hats back and forth tonight from a research scientist who, as I said, I've been involved with infectious diseases for 28 years, and switching hats back and forth to a watchman on the wall. If I don't tell you what I'm going to tell you and what Pastor Butch tells you all the time, your blood would be on our hands. Ezekiel 33 makes it very clear. We know the sword of destruction has already struck this country. Now, is part of that mild judgment that, you know, God's trying to get our attention, okay? This is not full judgment yet. Full judgment will be coming. But to think what, and to look back over 70 days, what they have been able to do to our constitutional republic, okay, completely illegal, and for anybody who thinks, well, it just happened. So let me tell you what I do know. For a fact, because in the 28 years that I've been director of research with a specialty in infectious diseases, I have formed relationships with some very top-notch scientists all over the world. So what do we know for sure? This so-called fake, false flag coronavirus is a biological weapon. The only thing we don't know, did China release it on us? Communist China, keep in mind, when you hear the mainstream media, and if you believe a single thing that you hear on your local news or the mainstream media, then you are ignorant, bordering on stupid. God's word is very clear, okay? Anyway, so did Communist China release it on us? We don't know. Did the United States release it on them? We don't know. Did the satanic deep state release it on the whole world? Probably because, okay, one of the emails you sent out, Pastor, was the 2010. And again, if people,
yes,
if people want copies of this, you can call me at my research office. We're in Arizona. We're on West Coast time, 480-429-0021. If they want a free consultation to help get off of pharmaceutical meds, to get healthy again, because I'm telling you, and Pastor Butch has been telling you, you think it's bad now? You have no idea what they're going to release on us, okay? You've got to get healthy, because most of the people that I do free consultations for claim to be Christians. I always ask people, what do you believe spiritually? Because I don't want to step on toes. If they're not a Christian, then I won't bring God's word, or I'll bring it a little bit less into the conversation. But if they claim to be Christians, then I tell them, well, we'll see. Because Matthew 7, and if you haven't read that recently, you better. Probably one of the most terrifying scriptures in all of God's word. Many will come to me in that day, and the etiology of the word is actually most. Most of the, he takes us to judgment day. Didn't we do all these miracles and these wonderful things in your name? What does our Messiah say? Depart from me. I never knew you. That's the last thing I want to hear. How terrifying that is. We, you know, we said, well, we walk with you, and I raised my hand and all this, and we get to judgment day. He says, yeah, I never knew you. I don't care if you did miracles in my name, cast out demons. I never knew you. And then he tells you why. You rejected my instruction manual called the first five books of the Bible. They haven't passed away. I'm not talking the law. I'm talking the Torah. But you better read and reread Matthew 7 and pray. How do I get you to know me? I want to know you better, but I want him to know me. And then if there's any fear, I read two chapters of Psalms every day. Psalms 91. And I have it playing all night. You can go on YouTube, a search engine, and type in Psalms 91, and you can get about an 8 or a 9 hour of audio that plays over and over, because everything in Psalms 91 is exactly what we should be praying for right now. Give me one warring angel protecting my house. No plagues will come near your house. And then I love to read Psalms 2. Because with all this satanic crap going on in the world, God has said, I'm up here laughing. Go ahead, finish what you're going to do. Rage against my anointed. Kill the billions of people that you want to. Then I'm going to show you power. So what are we supposed to do? We are supposed to be prepared. No fear. Be prepared. Don't be like the five unwise, I call them stupid virgins. You be like the wise ones. He says, a wise man sees what's coming and prepares. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then Proverbs 8, verse 12 in the King James says, pray for knowledge of witty inventions. Interesting words written in a book that's from the 1600s. What the heck is a witty invention? Well, I'm going to talk about two of them tonight. Okay? But anyway, you have got to fortify your spirit with what's coming. And as I was saying to Pastor Butch before this started, I've got a book right here in my library, The Great Influenza. Because if anybody wants to do some interesting research and see the lies, look up the true definition of a pandemic. We are nowhere near it. The last true pandemic that we had worldwide was the 1918 flu pandemic, and it wasn't from Spain. It was started by the vaccines that were given to the soldiers. That's what started it. That has been proven, and the organization that spread it the most was the United States Post Office. The book is called The Great Influenza by John Barry. Wonderful book. Now, that was a true pandemic, but the first wave of it is not what killed most of the people. Here's my concern, because if you've been noticing anything, people are waking up and pushing back. They should have never shut down the economy. But a paper called Lockstep, written by one of the most evil satanic families on planet Earth, in my mind, the top three satanic evil companies, I'm sorry, families. They're God-hating, they're baby killers, they're satanic, they drink babies' blood for the adrenochrome, okay, and they have an agenda, okay, that's the Rothschild, number one, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Bill Gates Foundation. So 10 years ago, if you haven't read this, call me and I'll send it to you. The Rockefeller Foundation put out a paper. And clearly,
and by the way, they can find that on our website too, folks, PastorBush.com. Go down to the bottom page and find News Desk. You'll find it on there. This is a 51-page document that I read and broke down and shared this past weekend in Bible study, Glenn. They actually foretold what they were going to do, didn't they?
Well, and it was basically their plan to collapse the United States into a totalitarian world government. And they were going to start with a pandemic. What a coincidence. And then they were going to do this, and this, and this is are what you're hearing every day on the controlled media. Okay? This has been planned. Look what they have done since at least 1981. Because in the first lawsuit against the company that I call Monsanto, who makes the Roundup Ready glyphosate, the number one weed killer in the world, that absolutely, in their first lawsuit that they lost about a year and a half ago, the lawyer for the guy who was dying from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, blood cancer, made Monsanto disclose that they have known since 1981. That's 39 years ago. God only knows how long it's been going before that, but exposure to one part per billion. is all it took to not only cause cancer, but 15 other major diseases. I have the list. I've been working with food science companies for a long time. They knew the foods that were contaminated with glyphosate. They were afraid to publish the list, but when Monsanto got nailed with a $289 million fine, and if you're noticing now, all over TV, law firms, if you've been exposed to Roundup Ready and have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or whatever, call the office. There's now over 65,000 lawsuits. But they knew 39 years ago that one part per billion and 400 million pounds of that poison is sprayed on our food every year. Why are they still in business? They own our satanic EPA. And they're owned by the probably most satanic company, Bayer. If you go back into the history of Bayer, they were the Nazi pharmaceutical giant, IG Farben. And I'm not making this up. You can look it up. It's historical fact. IG Farben was the Nazi pharmaceutical giant who made all of the gas to kill everybody, okay, in the camps. They were funded by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and the Bush family. Yeah, and after World War II, they said, what are we going to do with this technology? And the Rockefellers basically said, we invented Western medicine, and we invented the cancer industry. I'll just convince them it's good to treat cancer. That same chemical is now called chemotherapy. So 39 years ago, at least, they started weakening our immune system. And look at the facts of who's dying. Older people, okay, with underlying diseases, okay, and the virus is not even killing them. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But when you look, you know, they made a big deal out of Italy. Most of the people were 70 years of age, obese, which over 45% of the American population been eating at Big Maggot Burgers and Kentucky Fried Cancer and eat all the pig you want. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to gore a sacred cow. If you are a Christian and you knowingly go against what God's word says and it hasn't passed away, you're stupid, lying, fat pastors who are saying, oh, that all passed away because the vision that Peter had in Acts 10. That's nonsense. He's lying to you. Out of the mouth of our Messiah, he said, nothing will pass away till all be fulfilled. And God's word is very clear. So we can take it in the natural, or you can take it in God's word. In the natural, China is dealing with four pandemics at the same time. One of them is called the Ebola pig virus. They've had to kill 400 million pigs to try to get a handle on it. And if anybody is stupid enough to think that those dead pigs didn't get into our food supply, you're not only ignorant, you're bordering on stupid, and you're going to pay the price. All of the pork was tested at Walmart. Most of it contained a very deadly drug-resistant infection. You get it, you die. Look it up. I'm not lying about this. So I talk to so many Christians who are sick, and I always ask them, excuse me, do you eat pig? And they say, well, yeah, I love my bacon, lettuce, and tomato, or I love my baby back ribs. I said, then that's why you're sick. Okay? It's one of the reasons. And quite frankly, now I'm really going to gore some sacred cows. Now, ignorance is one thing. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's not being stupid. That's just not knowing. Maybe you believed some of these six-foot icicles standing in the pulpit says, well, it's okay, that's all passed away. No, it hasn't. And I'm telling you tonight, from this time forward, and this is where I put on my watchman on the wall, if you knowingly keep eating pig and you get sick, you can pray all day. Does God have any obligation to heal you when you are in willful disobedience? There's a point of ignorance, and then there's a point of willful disobedience. So, every piece of pork in the natural has parasites in it. You have major medical studies. Look it up. Big worldwide medical groups saying the number one cause of cancer on the earth is eating pig products. So you go ahead and you eat your pig, and don't you dare complain when you get sick. And God, he's sovereign. He can do anything he wants. But when you're in willful disobedience to his word, he doesn't have to answer you at all. Maybe that's part of when our Messiah says, depart from me, I never knew you. You willfully disobeyed, you eat your lobsters, and you eat your crab legs, all the bottom feeders, you eat McMaggot burgers that have aborted baby cells in them, you drink your sodas, you drink your sugar, so they have whacked out our immune system. What a perfect time to release a man-made bioweapon that attacks our immune system. And that's who's dying. So that's only the first part of it. It's a complete lie. All right? And on this lockstep article that's also up with Butch, okay, is a video of an investigative journalist talking about it, walking you through it. This has all been planned. And the food industry is in bed with the pharmaceutical. Keep in mind, Revelation 18, all the nations of the world are deceived by their sorcery. That's witchcraft, pharmakia. And just to give you an idea, who do you see every day when you see these stupid, the current administration doing their COVID meetings every day? Who's he surrounded by? Fauci. Read the history of Fauci. This Dr. Fauci, he's never practiced medicine. He's on the Bill Gates Foundation, and the Bill Gates Foundation, the ultimate end run that they want to do, and Bill Gates resigned as CEO of Microsoft. Gee, I wonder why. Look it up. It's called ID 2020, a public-private partnership with the Satanic United Nations and the Bill Gates Foundation for a digital certificate proving you've had a vaccine. And the vaccine, the next vaccine, that will become mandatory. I do not believe it's the mark of the beast, okay, but it's getting us ready for whatever is coming that way, okay, if you don't have a digital certificate, you ain't going to be able to go to work or go to a sporting event, okay, and it's going to be interesting. People are going to push back. I just talked to a bunch of nurses and doctors today that I know over at a rather big hospital near me. And I said, what are you guys going to do when it becomes mandatory? That's what's coming. They've already said it. Okay, so you got Fauci. The CDC is not a government organization. Look it up. It's a for-profit, private vaccine corporation. Owns the patents on about 57 vaccines. We give them billions of our tax dollars going
hang
to
on
a
to the
private...
Break, Glenn.
Look
hang
them up on Brennan Bradstreet.
Hang on to the break, folks. A lot more talk about
okay.
And any questions next half hour, you can call us at 844-769-2944. Folks, this isn't always pleasant to hear, but either straighten up now or we don't. It's our call. It's our choice.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, let's jump back in here. We'll get to your phone calls in about 10 minutes at 844-769-2944. And Glenn and I were talking during the break, and folks, I'm offering you an hour-long video that will prove to you that we have been tricked into another snare of Satan with our eyes wide open, but walking in fear. And fear, the fearful are the first ones cast into hell. I want you all to know that. That's in your Bible, Revelation, read for yourself. And now we discussed during the break that many doctors, and one on this video we're going to send you, will tell you that he was more or less coerced to try to get him to falsify death certificates, and he wouldn't do it. And he was angry. By golly, he was mad.
The doctors are coming forward.
They are coming forward. And I've also on this DVD, you'll see people going to hospitals in Dayton, Ohio, and in New York City, looking for all the patients, and nobody's there. Matter of fact, the staffs are laying people off at the hospitals. They're laying people off because they don't need them. There's nobody coming in sick. And yet the news keeps hammering, oh, they're swarmed, they're swamped, we need help, we need help. And I'm saying this people like me, and I really am, but they're damn liars.
That's what they are.
And the people that believe this are either totally, totally ignorant or scared to death or stupid or whatever.
Yep.
But anyway, go ahead, Glenn. We'll get phone call in a minute, folks. I promise. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay. So a little bit of good news. A witty invention. Because, and I have this article, too, that if you call me 480-429-0021, there is this device called a binary weapon. All that means is it takes two components, because the doctors coming forward, especially this one doctor who's become kind of a major whistleblower. He's a major ICU doctor in New York, and he said we are treating all of these people wrong. He said the virus is not killing people. The virus collapses the rest of the immune system because AIDS and HIV was implanted in it. He said the SARS part, the severe acute respiratory syndrome, is not killing people. And that all this talk a couple of weeks ago, oh, we need millions of these respirators. He said 80, if you know anything about respirators, 80% of the people being put on respirators are dying. Listen to me. They're dying because they have to be drugged and put out. And he said, that's not what the problem is. He says they're dying and from what's called oxygen deprivation to the hemoglobin in the blood. He uses the example. You take a bunch of mountain climbers, you take them to the top of Mount Everest with no oxygen tanks, what would happen to them? You would die. And
right.
That's a 5G, and here's your binary weapon. Interesting coincidences. About 3 weeks before this broke out in Wuhan. Now, is that the epicenter? Who knows? They're communist China. Okay, but an interesting coincidence, and the fact that Bill Gates Foundation owns the patent on coronavirus. Interesting. Anyway, about 2 to 3 weeks before it broke out in Wuhan, you had 15,000 5G antennas turned on. Wuhan was the center for 5G rollout in China. What a coincidence. And I've seen a picture of it. You really can't tell the size because there's no way that you can scale it from the picture. Right outside of Wuhan, I want you to listen to me. There is the biggest land-based satellite dish in the world. A satellite dish right outside of Wuhan. The communist Chinese claim it's to communicate with their satellites and their submarines. It is three times the size of New York City. Can you imagine how big that is? They turned that on about the same time that they did.
Repeat that. How big is it?
Three times the size of New York City.
My goodness.
Yeah. And if anything communist China is saying, you better not believe them. So is there a tie-in? You now have, you know, hundreds of world-famous scientists saying the frequency from 5G is so dangerous. It's military frequency warfare. I have an article right in front of me. Can 5G exposure alter what's called the structure and function of hemoglobin, that's in the blood? The life of the flesh is in the blood, causing coronavirus patients to die from oxygen deprivation. You betcha. You can get one of those, I think they're called oximeters. They're $35 or $40. You put it on your finger, and it tells you the blood oxygen levels, okay? And, you know, they're not expensive at all. And see, I went to see a group of doctors and nurses, okay? And I said, measure my oxygen levels in the blood, 99%. When they measured theirs, because hospitals are filled with 5G frequency, the highest any of them had was 95. And you say, well, that's only 5 points. Do you know? And hold your breath and see how long you can live. So they have a direct tie-in. But if you think God's going to leave us defenseless, then you don't know the God that Pastor Butch and I know. He's up in heaven laughing. Go ahead, finish what you're going to do, okay? Then I'm going to show you real power. Because, as you might imagine, okay, I get calls all the time because I do so many radio shows. I get calls all the time from manufacturers. Oh, International Health needs to carry our products. They're so wonderful. Well, for at least 25 or 26 years, I have made them give me the clinical studies. But as of about a little over 3 years ago, when I get a call about a product we carry, and we are now the number one seller in the United States, is a liquid product called Pronovite. Now, when I got called on it, did I believe anything the guy was saying? He said the two owners of the company are internationally famous research scientists. Did I believe him? No. Is it true? Yes. What I found out was Bill Downs, the CEO. And if you've never heard of this magazine, it's called PubMed, the largest published medical study journal in the world. And if you, as a scientist and or a doctor, if you get one or two articles published, you have reached the pinnacle of your career. Bill Downs, the CEO of Victory Nutrition, that manufactures this liquid product called Protovite, has 27 published medical studies. So when this guy said, well, the two owners are internationally famous, I found that out. And then he said, do you know what live blood cell testing is? I said, yes, I've been doing it for years. And for those of you who don't know, if you've had blood drawn at any time during your life, you know, they fill up the vials, they put your name on it, they send it to the laboratory, and not one in 1,000 people have any idea what they do at the laboratory to test that blood. In a nutshell, they open up the tubes, they let the blood die, they add certain chemicals to it, depending on what test they're doing. It's good for looking at something. But since we know God's Word says the life of the flesh is in the blood, imagine walking into a clinic. They prick your finger. That drop of blood that comes out is immediately placed onto a medical slide. That slide is then placed up inside a very high-tech medical microscope. This technology has been around for 30 years. The FDA and all of the pharmaceutical cartels hate it. Why? Because what greater diagnostic tool? So when they put that up inside this microscope, then they magnify it at about 500 times. And while you're sitting there in real time, you get to see what your blood looks like traveling through your 60,000 miles of arteries, blood vessels, and capillaries. So he, at the time, this guy said, I said to him, come on, a liquid? There's only 200 of them on the market. What makes yours so special? So he says, well, you ever heard of live blood? I said, yes, of course. And so he sent me, at the time, they had 10 or 12. And he, because here's what he claimed, that it's a patented absorption technology that will change your blood chemistry in 5 minutes. I said, you got to be friggin' kidding me. Do you really expect me to believe that? I said, send me a bottle. I'll take my wife and two employees and myself over to our clinic. It's about 15 minutes from our house. Now, at the time, I was taking hundreds of dollars a month of the very best certified organic non-GMO supplements on planet Earth. I don't want to sound prideful. I can buy any product I want from any manufacturer. They would love to deal with international health. So I'm thinking, well, my blood's going to look pretty good. I have a video of it. Again, if you call me at my research office, I'll send you the video. So what he said to do was take the test before you drink the Protovite. So I'm thinking my blood's going to look good. It looked like crap. That means I was only absorbing, and everybody listening to this, if you're taking pills or capsules or other liquids without this patented absorption technology, it ain't getting into the blood. My blood looked like crap. I'm sure I was getting 5, 6, 7, 8% absorption. So I said, you've got to be kidding me. So we drank 1 ounce, a capful, of Protovite. We waited exactly 5 minutes, went back in on the same machine with the same doctor, and retested. And I'll send you the video. Wait till you see it. Now, what does that have all? What's that got to do with the binary weapon? Well, when I started to get all these articles about the 5G being the binary, takes two parts. Takes the virus, and then it takes the 5G. Because I don't know if you've noticed, with all the businesses shut down, they're busy out there as bees putting up 5Gs, 5G antennas all over the schools, all over Vegas, that's shut down. There's videos all over the Internet. So when I got this information, I said, you know, I was doing a bunch of webinars with Bill Downs because we became the number one seller in the country. And I said, I seem to remember Bill said something about, was going to publish a paper that Protovite increases oxygen transfer to the hemoglobin. So I called him up. I said, Bill, did that paper ever get published? He said, yes, it's in PubMed. I'll read you. It says, VNI, that stands for Victory Nutrition International, announces that the research showing Protovite restores hemoglobin to red blood cells is published in PubMed. It increases oxygen levels to the hemoglobin, exactly what's causing people to die. So you really think God's going to leave us defenseless? No. He's up there laughing. And so it's the same thing. There are some other wonderful products, but I have never been able to find. And Protovite is a multi-nutritional, multi-mineral, and a botanical base. It, you know, it's simply a liquid multi, but it's the patented absorption technology. I will send you my video of before and after. You will be astounded. And now that we know, what are they throwing at us? A fake pandemic that what's really killing people is, because there were videos, right, when this broke out in Wuhan, that, of the Chinese walking down the street, boom, fell over dead. And nobody knew what could be going on. This virus is so deadly. No, hold your breath and see how long you can live. So what was happening to them is the oxygen deprivation to the blood eventually got to them. How long would mountain climbers last if they were put at the top of Mount Everest with no oxygen tanks? Okay, so that's just one of the witty inventions Okay, that's out there. Now, I know we don't have much time.
Yeah, I'm going to take some phone calls, too, but give your phone number out
We can take a phone call. Go ahead.
Well, that'll be, give your phone number out, too, real quick.
480-429-0021. If you get the voicemail, please leave your name and number and what state you're calling from. I will always call you back, and we'll
give
get your questions answered.
Give it again. Give it again.
480-429-0021. That's in Arizona, which is West Coast time. We're 3 hours behind East Coast, 2 hours behind Central. Okay? And I'll always call you back.
All right, let's take a phone call. We'll give about 2 minutes to each caller here. Let's go first to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in and give a couple minutes to speak your mind, sir.
Oh, hey, Butch.
Yes.
How much do you know about who Russia owns Russia? Okay. You know who I'm talking about?
Well, not really,
Go back to the Russian invasion, 1907.
Okay, well,
the Zionist pigs.
Well, exactly. You know, the world is not run by the people we think.
Barakia.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Barakia. Yeah, sure. Sure.
You're exactly right, brother. They've been behind everything. It's very sad. And again, are we attacking the Jews? No. But God's word in Revelation talks about the synagogue of Satan.
Yes, it does.
Who call themselves Jews and aren't. There's a big difference.
That's the key. They're not Jews.
Yeah. Now then.
No. They're the synagogue of Satan, and they run most of the world.
They do.
It's just the list goes on and on.
I say, you know, the CDC, who owns, by the way, Ebola patent, okay? Well, they shipped this COVID, which I call covert ID-19,
there it is.
Okay?
You got it right, brother.
They shipped it to Tel Aviv, who altered it using what we call, what I call it, fallen angel technology.
Now, that's exactly what it is.
Now then, what is this, this phone network? It operates in 5 GHz cycles. That's lower than the smart meter. Smart meter uses 300 GHz cycles.
Right. Okay.
There are things going on we can't even imagine. They have bioweapons that if you read what they can do, it would keep you up at night. They can swing them from the air and change your DNA.
Oh, yes.
What did Jesus say? As it was in the days of Noah. What do you think they're doing? They're changing our DNA.
And
that's
folks,
why God finally had to destroy the earth.
That's right. Exactly right. He destroyed the earth, and Noah and his family don't want to have DNA. He wasn't polluted. Folks,
that's
it's the same thing
Noah
now.
Don't you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead very quickly. Go ahead. Mick, go ahead. Anything else you want to say? Okay. Good call. Thank you. Now, folks, you know, really and seriously, you need to read the scripture and understand that the generation of Noah was the last generation of a non, I guess you say, infiltrated DNA on this earth.
It wasn't just the evil that was going on. That was the final straw. They were trying to alter the bloodline of our Messiah.
That's exactly
right. And Satan had the fallen angels having sex with women. Okay? Genesis 6 is very clear. And now they're doing it genetically modified foods. If you take a vaccine, there's a wonderful video, and I think you had it on one of your emails, talking this, I can't think of the man's name, I'm sorry. I think Billy Crone. He was talking about they have technology now, and they've been showing us in the films all the technology, like from Captain America, the X-Men.
Sure.
Okay, all of that technology is already developed. They can spray it from the air, turn a whole city into a zombie. All you've got to
exactly
do is change 1% of your DNA, and you are no longer human.
There you go.
That's coming.
All right. Let's go next to George and talk to Randy. Randy, come on in.
You know, I think that as a former funeral director in the Barbara, I'm trained in public health and sanitation and communicable diseases. It's my understanding, you mentioned a fake pandemic. A pandemic has to have a death-to-infection rate of 10% or more. Is that true?
Well, you're close. I mean, if if you look at the numbers of the last true pandemic, that was the 1918 flu. This isn't even close to a pandemic, but they keep using the word over and over and over and over. What are we, at 0.1%? People die more of the flu than they do this fake virus. Am I saying it's not dangerous? No.
I think the actual number is 0.08. I think that's what it is, 0.08.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
more than 1%. But the thing is, you know, you've heard the saying, you're judged by the company you keep. Look at the people on Trump's task force. I call him Dr. Farsi. Ron Paul calls him a fraud.
That's
right. Putting it mildly. There was an epidemiologist last week who said that this guy should be arrested for crimes against humanity.
That's right. It's now coming out. Doctors and scientists are calling their bluff. The head of the World Health Organization is not even a doctor. He's a communist China sympathizer. What the heck is a non-doctor being at the head of the World Health Organization? I was so glad to hear it. I don't know if it's true. It's easy to say things that the funding was being cut off. And, of course, who stepped in immediately? That God-hating Satanist Bill Gates. But you know what? The gates of hell will not prevail. I'm telling people, God's word talks about this Satanist.
Amen.
Okay?
Putting that aside, all these people are unelected bureaucrats. You know, all these executive orders are not law. So we should, you know, we don't have to obey them anyway. Especially since they're unconstitutional. But I have a question for the pastor. You know, the Declaration of Independence states that our unalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, how are we supposed to live life, exercise liberty, and pursue happiness if we're confined to quarters under house arrest?
Well, we're not. Obviously, now I'm going to say this plain up and down. And I'm like Glenn, Randy. I don't want to offend anybody, but if I do, I do. Most people who go to church, I didn't say born-again Christians, but most people who go to church are spiritual cowards. They'll cower anywhere to protect their little flimsy life for a few more days. That's why we're in this mess. The church, the born-again, truly born-again believers aren't afraid of this. They're standing up, they're going about their business, and then probably someone's going to be arrested real soon for their stand. But that's the way it is. The ones who walk in fear are not walking in Christ because fear is not Christ.
That's true. And as I told you last week, I said, Jesus is our great physician. You know,
thank you, brother.
And Scripture tells us that the cure for this is for believers to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. But you got to have faith to do that.
Well, you know, I'm not dying till my time is up. If my time is up, I'm leaving. But until then, I'm not walking in fear of death because death doesn't scare me. I done faced it once. I was shot once and about killed. Death doesn't scare me. Living's
worn
me out. Death doesn't scare me.
This whole farce, it sets a precedent for future outbreaks.
Yes, it is.
It's conditioning us on how we're responding. And we're failing that test.
Big time.
Because we're not standing up and saying no.
Big time.
Thank you.
I got to jump. A good call. Good information. Folks, the line's open again. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You've got 5 minutes left, Lynn. You hit it hard and go ahead.
Okay.
Be sure to give you a number out several times.
I will. But it's very important to understand. The reason I read that FDA disclaimer is what I'm going to say now. Okay? Everybody's heard of NanoSilver. Okay, and they took Jim Baker off the air. He never made a claim that it kills coronavirus, this particular one. But there, the FDA and the FTC have sent out warning letters. Don't you dare say a word about your NanoSilver killing viruses. Let me quickly, okay, and I'll send people all the information. The original research biochemist, his name is Dr. Gordon Peterson. I met him years ago. He is the one. He's got 4 PhDs. He's a world-famous virologist. He is the one who invented nano-silver technology. And if you go to supersilverusa.com, you can see a video of him walking through the history of silver products. So let's just understand, outside of the United States, it is curing every disease known to medical science. As soon as we get to the borders of the United States, it suddenly becomes ineffective, and we can't say anything is that, well, it can help. with building the immune system. So let's talk about what's going on outside the United States. Dr. Pedersen has been invited all over the world. He just got back from Egypt. He was invited by the scientific staff of the government of Egypt, because over in the Middle East, they're having a major problem with drug-resistant infections, where soldiers get a little wound, and they end up either dying or losing a leg or losing an arm because the drug resistance is so huge. A scientist over there had read one of the papers out of Harvard Medical School that because Dr. Gordon has his own product now, he consulted with all these companies 15, 16 years ago, but he also knew that and they didn't have the technology to develop an alkaline structured water base to put the silver in it, and he was sure that it was going to make it more effective. It did. Over in Egypt, he was the keynote speaker, speaking to hundreds of the best-known wound doctors and medical doctors, so a keynote speaker, okay, hundreds and hundreds. They were so impressed with the science and the results they had in the hospitals that the nation of Egypt turned it into an over-the-counter pharmaceutical product, and the initial order was 50,000 bottles.
Amen.
They have the liquid,
amen.
They have a gel, they have a lozenge, they have silver bar soap. So then he flew to Morocco, did the same thing with a whole bunch of doctors, flew to Africa. And you've been hearing all this talk about, well, this old malaria drug seems
yeah,
to be
exactly.
effective. And first of all, malaria is a parasite.
Hey, Joe, let's try to squeeze in one more call. Let's try to squeeze in one more call very quickly, okay?
Go ahead.
Let's bring Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in, sir.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Glenn. How do you spell Protovite? Do you sell it? How much does it cost? Did it make you feel better?
Yeah, absolutely. We are the number one seller. It's P-R-O-D as in David, O, V as in Victory, I-T-E. And the wholesale, we sell it at the wholesale price of $72.95 for a bottle. Unfortunately, the wholesale price is going up a couple of bucks because cost of raw materials, when they're made in this country, we are so close to a hyperinflationary depression, you have no idea,
amen.
People. You better keep up with it, okay, because it's going to hit.
Bruce, did you get that okay?
Does it make you feel a lot better?
Oh, man, when you see what it does to the blood and you get your blood all healthy, everything, the life of the flesh
right,
is in the blood.
We are flat out of time. Thank you, Carl, Bruce, and Glenn. I like to call you when we go off the air in the end, okay?
Okay.
And folks, I'll see you tomorrow night with our guest, James Corbett. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.